At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X, another Raising the Roof edition of our program. Alongside John Ray, I'm Mike Salmond. Hello, John. How you doing?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
We're doing well. I'm doing very well. We've got three wonderful guests here in the studio.
We've got some good ones.
Again, you have outdone yourself, John.
It helps to be in North Fulton.
Yes.
There's some great business people in North Fulton.
Gloria Matei is here. She is with Nothing Bundt Cakes. Did you catch that? It's not Nothing Bundt Cake. Nothing Bundt Cakes. Some people don't know what Bundt Cakes are, but we're going to find out.
We are going to find out.
And by the way, she's my favorite guest of the three. Nothing against the others, but she brought some cake. You bring me cake, you're my favorite
guest.
You're
first on the agenda, right?
Yes, and she gets to go first. Pete Hajar is here from Prime Business Advisors. You know what he brought? Knowledge.
He brought knowledge, too. We both need knowledge. That's why we're heavy on knowledge.
She brought
today,
enough for so, both of us.
Yes.
So a big thank you to our guests for joining us and for our listeners out there as well. And we're going to start with Gloria Matei, Nothing Bundt Cakes. Gloria, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about your company and your store, where you're located, and what are Bundt Cakes, and what are some of the products you have there?
Absolutely. Well, we are Nothing Bundt Cakes, so we are specifically located in Milton. We serve the markets of Alpharetta, Milton, and Roswell. And we're located at 5230 Windward Parkway, Suite 102. And Nothing Bundt Cakes basically reintroduces an old favorite, the bundt cake. And our cakes are very light and moist state, and it is very fresh. And we only use natural products, and we only use fresh products. So fresh eggs, fresh butter, fresh everything. Everything is done in our store. There's nothing frozen coming from anywhere. So we're very, very proud of our product. We have 10 different flavors. We have 4 different sizes. And we really cater to every type of celebration that we have. So it's from birthdays to anniversaries to weddings. And we do a lot of corporate gifting as well. So we work a lot with corporations. We have unique decorations to celebrate every occasion. So from the smallest occasion that maybe you can think is just to say a thank you, which is a great celebration, to, again, to weddings. And we work a lot with just everyday individuals that just want to have a sweet treat and say thank you.
It's funny because I saw your storefront, you know, months ago when we first opened up the studio here in Alpharetta, and I saw Nothing Bundt Cakes. And by the way, Bundt is a B-U-N-D-T for
Correct.
Those that are not familiar with it. Yeah. And I said, wow, I haven't heard just the term bundt cake in years.
Yeah.
So I love it. It actually brings back a lot of childhood memories. What prompted Exactly. you to get into that business?
Well, so there's the personal side and there's the business side of everything, right? So I was in corporate world for many years and I wanted to do something on my own. The Nothing Bun Cakes is a franchise, but they really attract my attention because they have a very strong business model and they have a great product. And it's a product that brings happiness to people. So it was something that we really were drawn into. And as we look into the business model, we were really excited to jump into it. And on the personal side, my son is autistic and I wanted to build something for him. And so I wanted to kind of maybe build something that will be there for him, or if not, something that he would prove himself to society. So my heart is out there in the community for anything that is special needs related, and I think it's important.
Plus, you're real popular among him and his friends because, you know, my mom has the cake shop.
Well, he's one of my better marketeers, let me tell you.
That's great stuff, Gloria. So let's talk about that community aspect, though. Since you mentioned that, I mean, you're involved in autistic-related causes, but you're all over the place in the community. I'm around here, but I think you're awfully, awfully well-known for all the different activities you're involved in. So talk to our folks about that.
Well, and thank you for asking that. It is extremely important for us to feel like we're part of the community. It is all about an atmosphere of sharing and an atmosphere of celebration. And I believe we're in a community that should celebrate even the smallest of occasions. And it's important for us to be part of the community and support the community in anything that we can help with. Definitely anything that has to do with special needs is very close and dear to my heart. So we have been involved in support Focus. Like, for example, in our grand opening, we supported Focus. And then we're also involved with organizations such as Shamrocking for a Cure with 65 Roses. I mean, the list goes on and on. East Club, which is supporting kids in the spectrum. We also are working with the Naval Foundation of Georgia, which is about special needs kids. In Hemophilia of Georgia, I mean, we work with a lot of organizations. We also work a lot with schools. So, teachers are dear and close to our hearts. So we believe the community is much more important, much more to work with the schools and partnerships. Looking for community partnerships is very important for us.
Okay, now we've been teasing everybody because we haven't gotten what everybody wants to hear about, which are tell us about all your flavors and the different sizes you have and the way you package your cakes.
And by the way, to let our listeners know, and as I joked at the top of the show, you brought some cakes with you. So tell us what the ones you brought as well.
Absolutely. So we have 10 different flavors. And let me see. We will start with chocolate chip, red velvet.
You got me right there with the chocolate chip. I don't even want to hear the other nine.
Red velvet is John's favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So white chocolate raspberry, lemon, white chocolate, carrot, pecan praline, cinnamon swirl, marble, in the flavor of the month. So we have a new flavor of the month every other month it's about every other month. Right now is chocolate turtle, which is has a drizzle of caramels and, of course, pecans on it. We have four different sizes. We have our 10-inch, our 8-inch. So it caters to different sizes of celebrations that you have. We also have a tier cake. And we have the Bantinis, which is what I brought to you today.
And, the little bitty ones.
Those are the little bitty ones. Yes. They are very cute. They're perfect
for the right size.
Yeah, they're the right size for any type of party and celebrations. And they're also perfect for gifting. So, and we also have what we call our individual size, which is the bunlet. And they are great also for gifting ideas.
Which flavors did you bring today?
I brought chocolate chip, red velvet, white chocolate raspberry, and lemon, which is our top four flavors.
I can't wait to dig in. Well, thank you for doing that, by the way.
Well, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Talk about the clients that you serve right now, and you do want to expand and get more into the corporate environment. So
absolutely.
Talk about the clients you have now, and if I'm a business owner or an executive, you know, what kind of ideas would you throw at me saying, hey, think about this?
Absolutely. So listen, we have ways, a lot of our corporate clients use our product for marketing gifting ideas. So if you ever have that need that you have a difficult meeting that you need to go to, or you need to open the door, I mean, there's nothing more perfect than coming out with a box of Bontinis and say, thank you for meeting with me today. Or even if you have a great successful meeting and you want to say thank you, nothing better than either a box of Bontinis or a bunlet tower, we call them our towers, and just say thank you. We also have, we work a lot with corporations for holiday gifting ideas where they want to say thank you to their clients, right? And sometimes they want to do their little spin and put their logo in the decoration.
Oh, you could personalize the
bun
cakes.
We can personalize the bun cakes with their logo. So we have different ways of doing that. We have different ways of maybe if they want the picture of their company, we can put the picture of their company. We can put their logo, special message to it.
John and I are going to a ribbon cutting later this afternoon. I mean, that would be a great event for bun cakes.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea. And I know I have walked into lobbies with those cakes. So I know the reaction that they get, and you do get in the door. It's amazing how that works.
It is. It is. It is a perfect opening. And I mean, it's just about showing that you care. And that's what we're all about.
And you talked about being involved in the community, and I've met Gloria at many business association things around town. So you, you do walk the walk as well. What's been the most, you know, exciting and pleasurable thing in the last 3 years since you've had the business that you've really enjoyed the most? Maybe something you didn't even expect.
So listen, one thing that has been very, very rewarding was the reaction of one of our customers. And I wasn't expecting that. I mean, when you have customers and you're in the retail environment, yet you're always there to serve them. And that's what you're there for, right? Serving them. And you are always hoping for that good remark that they like their product, etc. But we had this lady that was celebrating the 90th birthday of her father, and she was looking for what to do. So she came to the store, and we have a boutique at the store in our storefront, and it's all about gifting ideas. And we have little gifts and little cake pedestals or stands and everything that will help you furnish your complete celebration, right? So she was there with us, I would say 30 minutes, just discussing with us what she wanted to do. And now we ended up with bontinis and a tear cake. I mean, she had a great celebration for her father. Well, it was a great surprise to receive a card for her, just from her, just telling us how much her father and all of her guests enjoyed it. And a week later, she came with her father of 90 years old just because she wanted us to meet him. And so it was great. It was an amazing experience for us.
It's a nice story.
Yeah, that's a great story. But you also deliver, right?
We do.
So you've got a storefront, but you deliver. So talk about your delivery area for folks.
So our delivery area is based on a zip code basis scenario. So we deliver to in Alpharetta to 3005, 09, 04, 22. Definitely to Roswell, 30076 and 75. And also in Milton, which is 3004 mainly. So those are the markets that we support. And we definitely deliver on a daily basis, usually between the time frames of 9 to 2 p.m., 10
All right.
to 2 p.m.
We're talking to Gloria Matei. She is the owner and operator of Nothing But Cakes, the Alpharetta location on Windward Parkway. And you mentioned it. Is it Milton or Alpharetta that you're in?
Well, it's interesting because
you're right
you know,
there on the border,
I'm
aren't
right
you?
There in the border. So I'm right on Windward Parkway. My side is Milton, but the other side is Alpharetta.
I got you.
I think they argue over who Gloria belongs to. Both Milton and Alpharetta want those cakes.
They
want to
claim that. Absolutely. Well, again, go ahead and give the location, if there's a website, any other information
Absolutely.
You want to give for our listeners.
Well, thank you. So our store is located at 5230 Windward Parkway. We are Suite 102. And our website is www.nothingbuntcakes.com/Alpharetta. And you can go in there, see all of our flavors, all of our sizes. And there's definitely a way to order online. So we can do online ordering or also calling to the store at 678-366-1445.
And again, nothingbuntcakes.com. And the bunt, for folks that are not familiar with it, B-U-N-D-T.
Yeah.
Gloria, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing the bunt cakes.
My
we
pleasure.
Will definitely
thank
be enjoying
us.
Those as soon as the show's over.
Thank you so much.
Mike, Roswell Infinity. We are in the Roswell Infinity Studios. They are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
And you want to talk about a company that's getting involved in the community big time. Roswell Infinity is doing a great job. They're going to have a record-setting 2017.
They're doing the deal.
Yeah, and they're good people as well. So check out Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta. All right, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Prime Business Advisors is Pete Hajar. Pete, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me. John, thanks for asking me on.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us all about Prime Business Advisors. What does your company do?
Prime Business Advisors, we pride ourselves as experts on profit and growth for companies. In my past, I've had four companies. I've started, grown, and sold four of them in the last 30 years. Total sales for those entities was over $100 million. So
you're buying lunch today is what you're saying.
I'll buy lunch, although I don't believe I'm going to be able to compete with the Buntini or Gloria's interview.
But Mike was right. You've got a lot of knowledge, so obviously behind all that success. So thank you.
So who are your clients? Who are your customers? Who do you work with?
Our clients are existing entrepreneurs, business folks that have an up-and-going business that want to broaden, basically increase their profits, increase their growth. They may be stuck at $500,000, $1 million. We've got clients that have $10 million in revenue, and they can't seem to get past that hurdle, and they want to grow. They call me, and our team helps.
Okay, now, Pete, one of the things I know that you focus on in working with your clients or setting up systems, talk a little bit about what that means.
Well, I believe everything in business has a system, and let's focus first off on the four major parts of business. We've got admin, operations, sales, and marketing. Admin, in my experience, I've lumped everything under admin I've lumped your accounting, your finance, HR, that's admin. So one of the biggest problems that we see companies having is cash flow. So a simple system to set up is a checkoff list. And everything we have is a checkoff list. When a client receives a purchase order or an order for fulfillment, we put together a program for them that takes them from the customer signature through the process, through the invoicing, and we make sure those invoices get out within 24 hours. And that's key. And then there has to be follow-up for payment.
So operations. Talk about operations and setting up systems for operations. I've heard you talk about how you help plumbers and the way they've got their trucks loaded. Talk a little bit about that maybe as an example.
Systems are extremely important in field operations, trucks, or your warehouse. So for example, I don't know if you've ever seen a service person come out to your house, a plumber, for example, since we're talking about plumbers, and the truck is in disarray. Well, that eats into their bottom line and their profits tremendously because the plumber has no idea where A, B, or C is. Whereas if a truck's set up and it's organized, they know they can go to any truck, whether it's a single truck fleet or 100 truck fleet. If they're all set up the same, it doesn't matter what truck they're using. They can get in, get their parts, get into the customer's house, and finish the job quickly.
Well, time is money, but you pay attention to detail then. Some people say, don't sweat the small stuff. Well, bring in your company to let you sweat the small stuff and you kind of get it all organized.
That's right. Small things add up to big things. And it's the small things that always seem to get you.
Talk about marketing and some of the multiple ways you can market a company and maybe some things that some businesses are not doing properly.
One of the things that we advocate is a multi-pronged approach to marketing. For instance, some companies will use strictly web, or some companies will pass out flyers, or they'll use print media. One approach typically doesn't work because it's only serving a certain segment of the population. Myself, I'm not a commercial person. I don't watch commercials, but I pay attention to what's popping up on my iPhone, for example, or my computer screen. So we advocate multi-pronged approach, SEO, social marketing. Yeah.
Digital marketing these days.
Absolutely.
Like the phone, it's got to be on people's phones these days.
Yeah, that's right. That's what everybody's looking at. So.
Wow. So, I mean, from A to Z, nuts and bolts. I mean, how does the conversation start with a new client? I mean, you sit down with them and then you talk about the business, what their goals are. I mean, because you've got to get a broad overview because you talked about, I didn't expect you to bring up a plumber. That was the last kind of an industry that I thought. So, I mean, you really have a broad spectrum.
We do. We've actually got a few folks from the medical community. We have a surgeon that's a client. We have a dentist's office, financial planners, accountants. So we have a broad array of clients, but the problems typically are all the same with business owners, and that is what we found is admin issues, again, cash flow and collections, and then growth. And once we can establish growth and we've got our admin in place, let's start to fine-tune our operations so we can increase our profits.
How do companies work with you? Or talk with Pete Hajar with Prime Business Advisors. Do you come in and you work with them for a week? Is it ongoing for several months? How is that relationship usually set up?
Our engagements are generally anywhere from a few days to a month tops.
Okay,
we're kind of a quick fix shop. We get in, we get out, and there's really no reason to have us around for months or years on end.
So, Pete, let's drill into the kind of clients you work with, because I want to make sure folks that are listening out there can identify themselves as maybe good somebody that could work well with you. You talked about businesses that have leveled out, and maybe it sounds like these are businesses that maybe don't know why this has occurred, right?
I mean, that's correct.
Yeah. So talk about maybe some of the industries you work in. You talked about plumbers, some of the industries you work in, and some of the different kinds of clients that you have.
And even if you could share a success story.
That would be great.
Yeah. I think that would really resonate with a lot of folks.
We have the plethora of our customer base is residential service-based contractors. We have branched out over the last year into more professional services. So we have a surgeon, financial planners, accountants. At the end of the day, businesses are businesses. They all have admin. They all have operations. They all have sales. They all have marketing. The principles are the same. Success story. It was a plumbing company. Am I allowed to say the name?
It's up to you. Sure, absolutely. Sure. Give him some love.
Steven Simulink. He is the owner of Primo Plumbing. We actually helped him launch his business. And here we are approximately 4 years later. And he has... let's see, 4 technicians and 3 trucks on the road now. Great. From zero. So we're very proud of that.
Great. When it comes to business owners too, I mean, sometimes the ones that might be hard to work with are ones that believe they know everything, but you never, ever, ever know everything. I know one of your mantras is never stop learning. Talk about that.
One of the things I learned in the last few years is to start reading. I went for a period of time where I'd read fun stuff. Sports, comedy, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't learning. And I went to a Chamber of Commerce event, and I had a man ask me, what kind of books do you read? And I'm like, this, that, and the other, biographies, blah, blah, blah. And he said, what kind of business books? You know, what are you doing to invest in yourself and continue to learn? And I was like, quiet.
Yeah. Crickets.
What he recommended and what I've been doing now the last few years is I read a business book every single month or a self-improvement book every single month. And it has truly opened my eyes. It's helped me. It's helped my clients.
So give us a tip, a book or two that you've read recently that really impacted you.
I can't. I'm tongue-tied now.
Well, give us your favorite.
When you have one book a month, that's a lot of books.
That's a lot of books, yeah.
I read an article by a gentleman named Tim Williamson, and Tim talks about customer service, but he changes the whole mindset of customer service. And Tim's philosophy and Tim's approach is the customer is really a stakeholder. Your employees are stakeholders. Your managers are stakeholders. You, the owner, are a stakeholder in the business. Treat everyone like a stakeholder. And instead of service, provide the experience. People mentally and emotionally make decisions through experiences. And so I read this long article. It's changed my mindset.
That's some good advice.
So let's expand that just real quickly, though, Pete, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs have issues with my employees don't look at it the way I do as an owner. I mean, how do you inculcate that in your employees?
One of the biggest and quickest, one of the fastest results you can achieve is if you employ or deploy what we call a CCIP, Collaborative Continuous Improvement Process. So many folks, if you're not familiar with CIP, Continuous Improvement Process, in a nutshell says that nothing's ever good enough. Your business changes, what you started today and what you practice today is probably not relevant 6 months from now if you're growing or if you're shrinking. So one of the best things that you can do as a company is to truly get your entire organization bought into processes and continuing to get their input. So an example, if I may, we had a five-person, in one of the companies I owned, we had a five-person sales team. Three of the folks were doing wonderful. They were hitting their targets. They were calling on 12 customers a day. Some were hitting 15. The other two were lagging, and we couldn't figure out why. And we gave them the tools, and they were all in the same meetings. At the end of the day, we discovered they weren't planning their routes, and that was a failure on my part, our oversight. And so we grabbed the whole team together, and we had about probably 30 people at the time. We said, guys, gals, we have a problem. We need to come out with a better way for our salespeople to route their day. What we did at the company was the winning idea that day got $50 and the runner-up got $10. So basically, I had a $60 cost for a solution. 2 hours later, one of our technicians, he wanted that $50. He had called his sister, who is a route salesperson, and she says, oh, this is easy. I use my route online. And so she, you know, .com. And so we tried it, we looked at it, and that was our aha moment. Those type of scenarios get buy-in in your company. People truly have input.
Great stuff.
Great story.
Before we give everybody your contact information and where they can find out more about Prime Business Advisors and maybe look into your services, for a company that may be listening or a business owner or executive thinking, I want to have a conversation with Pete, is there a consultation fee or how does that work at the very beginning?
Now, we provide a one-hour phone conversation.
Gotcha.
Free.
Okay, great.
Over the phone.
Okay. For those that would like to find out more, maybe, you know, move forward with you, where can they get more information about your company?
You can reach us on our phone at 770-450-4560 or on our website, www.primebusinessadvisors.com.
Great. Pete Hajar, the founder with Prime Business Advisors. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here on the program.
Thank you very much for having me, gentlemen.
All right. Before we go on to our third guest, I want to let you know about Faratech. And Faratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you're looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Faratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188. Faratech, one of our big supporters here on North Fulton Business Radio. All right, John, our third and final guest, Anita Davis from Business to Banker Connection. Anita, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you as well. Tell us all about Business to Banker Connection. What does your company do?
Business to Banker Connection is a consulting firm, and we work with business owners, entrepreneurs, C-suite executives to help them keep the cash flowing and the company growing.
Okay. Have you met Pete before? I think you guys could probably work along very
Pete,
well.
We're going to be good friends soon.
Absolutely. What now, you used to be in, tell us about you. You used to be in the banking business?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. I used to be a business banker and commercial banker for the last 20 years. And so I've worked with several of the major banks in Atlanta, SunTrust, BB&T, and Chase Bank. And I've worked with clients to help them fund their business.
And you decided to leave the banking business, start your own firm. What were you thinking?
I know. Sometimes I wonder, but God is good. I am so excited because what I found is that many business owners run into problems with their funding strategy, or they don't have a funding strategy and they need one. And so even though they may have had opportunities to have access to capital, they don't necessarily know how to maintain that access to capital. So bankers are trained to, they're salespeople for the bank. And if you can't immediately fund a client, then there's really not a lot of help for clients that need some additional direction and guidance into funding the company.
Let me ask you this, Anita. Why would a company use your company as opposed to just going straight to the bank?
Because bankers, If you are in trouble with the bank,
okay,
then you can't really get them to actually coach and counsel you through problems and challenges. So many companies make decisions internally that impact their ability to have access to capital. And bankers can help you just so much, and then they really have to move on to the next client or customer that can be funded immediately. So I work with those companies that need a little bit more help, a little bit more direction, some guidance and strategic processes and planning for their funding.
Now, Anita, you talked about businesses being in trouble with the bank. There are a lot of businesses that are in trouble with the bank that don't even know it, right? I mean, because things have changed so much in the banking industry in terms of the kind of credit they accept. And so a lot of businesses that think they're credit worthy may not be, right?
That's absolutely right. You have to know that every lending decision for a bank is a risk decision. And risk appetites change quite frequently with banks. And also the regulatory environment impact the bank's ability to allow you to have access to capital. So what I do and what our firm does is works with clients to make sure that you understand what exactly a bank is looking for. You want to know what a co-approver is going to want to see. And you need to know what your financials need to show. And many people don't really understand the impact of their business decision on their ability to maintain the funding for their company.
Okay, so I'm a business owner and I'm maybe looking for a loan down the road, and you've got some insider tips on your website. So I don't have to go to your website. Tell me about some of those tips.
Okay, a couple of tips. One big tip, this is the time of the year where business owners who've been successful, have profit in their company, then they need to make decisions with their CPA or their accountant as to, you know, how do I minimize my tax liability? Well, that is in a direct conflict with your growth strategy. So what I would tell a client, you have to really think strategically and long term about funding your company. And if you don't, if your tax strategy says I need to minimize taxes, where your growth strategy says I need a lender to fund my company, you need to maintain some profit on the bottom line so that you can qualify for the loan, because the bottom line number, your profitability, is what lenders, bankers in particular, use to fund your company. So that cash flow strategy or your funding strategy and your tax strategy need to link up together. That is a huge problem for business owners.
Okay. And there's tips like that and many more on the website?
Well, I'm not on the website. You can call me directly for tips.
Oh, even better. She's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
Real quick question as far as funding, is there a minimum and a maximum amount?
Really, it depends on what your company can qualify for. So what I do is I work with clients to kind of determine what exactly is your growth strategy, and then we can determine how much you need to borrow. Many companies think that you come up with a number pie in the sky. They'll come in and they'll say, I need $100,000. Well, why? What are you going to do with it? What is your strategy? What is the plan for the money? So long-term planning is the most important key to growing your company successfully, and if you need outside funding.
So, Anita, I think what I'm hearing you say is that a lot of business owners really need to come to you ahead of time, right? Even if they're looking for funding, they think maybe a little ways down the road, a year or two down the road, just to get ready for that. Do all the things you need to do to get ready for that funding.
I think it's very important for people to think, make a paradigm shift in the way they think about funding the company. Instead of thinking to make a transaction, like I need to buy a vehicle. Well, what is the vehicle going to do for the company? How is that going to help you grow and expand the company? I need a line of credit. Well, what exactly is the plan for growing the business? Because we need to determine how much you need for the long term. So I think that most people that I've seen in the past that get into trouble with banks or have difficulty getting access to capital or maintaining the access to capital, which is most important, is that they don't think long-term about where they want to take the company. And so when you think that, I work with clients ahead of time to help you prepare for that process and think more strategically about it.
Okay, so we asked Pete about a success story. Let's get one from you. Tell us a success story.
Well, I have two stories that I think I should tell you. First of all, one story is a client that I worked with for years and years at a bank, and I helped them fund their first equipment loan. Then I helped them move on to acquiring equipment to grow the business, more equipment to grow the business, and then a building loan. And they actually outgrew their funding source. And people don't realize that when you can actually grow faster than your company can keep up with your cash flow, like Pete was sharing. So what I did was we had to strategically figure out how much they were going to grow, how fast they were going to grow. And then what we did was we had to find a source that would fund them because they had some very unique challenges. So we actually, since I've left the bank, we actually worked with this client to look at 5 banks, turn them down, and a non-bank lender. And so I was able to utilize my resources and my connections to actually find a 6th lender that was actually a bank lender that's going to actually fund them multi-millions of dollars. So it's possible, but sometimes you can get into some difficulties and some hardship. But when you plan strategically, that was a success story for us because we're about to close on a big deal for that client. The second client, though, is a situation that happens more often than not. The client has a great company, been in business for over 8 years, growing. Then she had a dip in her revenues, and then another dip in her revenues, and then another dip in the revenues. And then eventually she's gotten into challenges with the bank. The bank is uncomfortable. They want her to find somewhere else to bank. So she is ending up having to go to a non-bank lender to support her needs right now. And most of those reasons why she's having to go out of the bank is because she's taking distribution. So just like the tax strategy doesn't necessarily match your growth strategy, your distribution strategy may not match your need to maintain capital. So people don't think through all of those processes. So what I do is work with clients to make sure you understand exactly what your financials need to show so that you can continue to have capital or grow the capital, but also to help you make better decisions on the front end that will prevent you from being in these kinds of trouble. Non-bank lenders are great. They are just more costly to you. And so my goal is to help you become bankable, remain bankable, so you can sustain access to capital so you can continue to grow the business.
Amen.
What's really impressive is, you know, all your years in the banking business, you understand that industry inside and out, and you've been able to take that knowledge and really help these companies that may not be traditional, you know, companies that people would lend to because of whatever reason, and you work with them. That's really wonderful. For those companies that might need your services, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Okay, great. The best way to reach out to me for a free 30-minute consultation is to reach me on my website, which you can schedule at consultation, www.business2banker.com.
Business2banker.com is the website.
That's the website. You can schedule that appointment with me, and then we'll move forward and determine whether we need a short-term strategy or long-term strategy for your business.
Very impressive. Anita, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Anita Davis with Business to Banker Connection. Well, now that we've spoken to our three guests, we've got some business to take care of as far as eating some lunch for everybody. ChoicesToYou.com has catered to some lunch from us, lunch for us from
Twisted Taco down on Windward Parkway.
Love Twisted Taco.
Yeah, right at the corner of North Point Parkway and Windward Parkway. And if you don't want to fight that traffic, just get on the website, choicestoyou.com, and you can order from there.
That's the cool thing.
That is the cool thing.
Tired of pizza all the time, want something different, and you love Twisted Taco or one of the other dozens and dozens and dozens of restaurants around town, go to choicestoyou.com, and they'll cater it, bring it right to your house. They've got those nice insulated bags to keep it fresh. It's just like you're almost eating at the restaurant.
Yeah, it's not rolling around in somebody's trunk like some of these delivery services we know. They bring it in nice insulated containers, and it looks great. And that's why we're ready to get off the air and get to eating, right?
Big thank you to Twisted Taco. I mean, they brought fajitas. We got chicken sandwiches over there, burritos. I mean, a bunch of good stuff. So we got the Twisted Taco food. I can't wait to dig in, followed by the Bundt Cakes. from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Today is a great day.
Today is a
North
very
Fulton
good day.
Business Radio.
All right. Want to thank all our guests for joining us. Anita Davis with Business to Banker Connection. Pete Hajar from Prime Business Advisors. And Gloria Matei from Nothing Bundt Cakes. A reminder that you can listen to the show live every Tuesday at 11:30 here on North Fulton Business Radio X.com. You can also go to the website and listen to this show and any of our other shows anytime, 24/7. The podcasts are all there all the time. And so check them out. Also, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at North Fulton BRX. For John and our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.